Well, the high school football season kicks off next Friday night for most teams around the state. For a few, though, tonight will be the kickoff to the 2017 season. One of those teams kicking off tonight, the Cam Cougars. Cam will play Lennox on the road tonight in a week zero matchup to open up the high school football season. Cam coach Joe Woolham says they are ready for the early start.
Well, definitely thought we had a pretty good off season, great summer weight program. And then on Fridays, we got together every day, football team, and did a lot of things. And then, at the end of the year, right after state baseball, actually, went to Simpson Team Camp and, got a lot of our base stuff in that we wanted to get accomplished. Gave us a little jump start, like you said, kind of a shortened time for us to get stuff in before our first game. And so everything's going pretty well. We're happy with where we're going. Still got a lot of long ways to go. And, we've set the bar pretty high for our team this year. So high expectations for us.
Well, they have some pretty quality returning players as well.
Thomas Hensley back at quarterback, Mitchell Williamson at the fullback position, and then, Preston Murphy, an All-State receiver a year ago. And then, on the other end, you got 6'5", Nick Holstey to catch the ball for us, too. Then, you add in a guy like Isaac Bauer coming in, a new student for us, kind of filling that tailback role. So, yeah, we do feel very good about our skill positions. And we got a couple linemen back as well, Caleb Van Tiger, a senior, kind of been the quarterback of that offensive line for us. Ben Tipkin, a guy who started last year as a freshman, got injured, missed the last half of the season. So excited to have Ben back, and then, be a couple other new faces on the offensive line too. So, but, on the offensive ball, that definitely gets you excited.
Well, the baseball team made it all the way to the state baseball tournament in Class 1A this year, and Coach Woolham says he's hoping to ride some of that baseball momentum.
Huge. Success breeds success, and, you saw that. I think last year we started to notice our boys programs really turning things around. That basketball team, first winning season in a few years, they started learning how to win games. Track season, they scored a ton of points. Even the golf season, making it to districts and, not being too far out of going to state tournament. And then baseball makes that run, gets to the state tournament. So, and football's the next season. So, we're all just trying to hop on that train and keep that thing going with our boys' programs right now.
Even though it's early, Coach Woolham says they have had a chance to do a little bit of scouting of Lennox.
Yeah, we watched a little bit of film on them last year. I haven't really seen much of them since Coach Molesky took over from Coach Dukes. I didn't know how much change there'd be, but watching a little bit of film from last year, they're going to have, if they stay true to that plan, they're going to throw the ball a little bit more than they have in the past, and they're going to spread us out a little bit more than they have in the past. They've kind of been more of a run-first option team, and looks like they try to run or throw it a little bit more, so... a little bit different team. Looks like the same defensive team they've been the last few years. So just a little changes there. But I think we're well-suited for that matchup, and we're excited.
Cam coming off a 4-5 season last year. Lennox 6-4 last season. The last meeting between these two teams a couple of years ago in October of 2015, Lennox won that game 40-15. They'll kick it off tonight in Lennox. Also an 8-man football tonight in the area. Bedford plays at Essex tonight. It'll be Murray at Moravia. Stanton on the road at Arweva. Woodbine plays at West Harrison. A few matchups tonight to open up the football season. In baseball, Dexter Fowler's two-run triple sparked the St. Louis Cardinals to an 11-7 comeback win over the Pittsburgh Pirates last night at PNC Park. After trailing 5-1 at the end of the third inning, St. Louis rallied to avoid a fourth straight loss, while Pittsburgh's losing streak reached 5 games. The Cardinals remain third in the National League Central. They're a game and a half back of the Chicago Cubs. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Cincinnati outslugging Chicago 13-10. Atlanta beat Colorado 10-4. Washington over San Diego 2-1. San Francisco beat Philadelphia 5-4. Interleague play saw Arizona beat Houston 4-0 and the New York Yankees over the New York Mets 7-5. In the American League, Cleveland over Minnesota 9-3. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 5-3. Minnesota downed Cleveland 4-2. Texas over the Chicago White Sox 9-8. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa swept 2 from Colorado Springs, shutting them out twice, 1-0 and 6-0. Oklahoma City edging Omaha 4-3. In other baseball news, Rally Cat may be coming back to Busch Stadium. The St. Louis Cardinals are taking claim to the now-famous cat that darted across the field during the August 9th game against Kansas City just moments before Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina hit a grand slam. The Post-Dispatch reports the cat has officially been named Rally Cat by the St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach. The organization is currently caring for that feline. Washington Nationals owner Mark Lerner said in a letter to a Washington Post columnist that he had cancer and had his left leg amputated. Lerner is 63. Lerner says he's now cancer-free and healing well. Nationals manager Dusty Baker says the team is evaluating righty reliever Ryan Madsen's finger injury, which originally was believed to be a blister. Madsen last pitched Saturday for the National League East leaders. The Minnesota Twins have reinstated relief pitcher Glenn Perkins from the disabled list, where he's been for more than 16 months because of shoulder trouble. The Twins made that move before their doubleheader against Cleveland yesterday, with all arms needed on deck against the division leaders. Perkins' last pitch for the Twins on April 10th of 2016. The former closer and three-time All-Star has spent his entire career with the Twins organization since being drafted in the first round in 2004. Well, Purdue and Notre Dame have added two more games to their four-game series. The Boilermakers announced the expansion of the series, saying they will play the Fighting Irish six times over the eight-year period from 2021 to 2028. Purdue also will play home games against Memphis in 2020 and Indiana State in 2022, and will push its game at Wake Forest back a year to 2028 to accommodate one of those Notre Dame games. Purdue athletic director Mike Babinski graduated from Notre Dame and played baseball there. New Boilermakers football coach Jeff Brohm calls it a no-brainer to add two more games against them because the Fighting Irish's close proximity and their prestige. In NFL news, Jameis Winston continued his solid preseason, completing 21 of 29 passes for 196 yards and helping the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the woeful Jacksonville Jaguars 12-8 Thursday night. Winston had two passes dropped, including what would have been a 43-yard touchdown strike to Mike Evans in the first quarter. Jay Cutler made his debut for Miami, playing the first two series in what became a 31-7 preseason loss to Baltimore. Ryan Mallett threw for 113 yards, and Josh Woodrum ran for two TDs for the Ravens. Cutler completed three of his six tosses for 24 yards for Miami. Well, the Solheim Cup opens today in Des Moines with 36 holes of competition. The United States is looking to hold on to the cup after winning in Germany 2 years ago.
My team, it scares me a little bit. They seem very loose, relaxed. They know what they're doing out there. I mean, the bottom line is they just have to play golf and they got to make some putts. But they seem to know what to expect.
That's United States captain Julie Inkster, and she says she expects an exciting 3 days of action.
With this golf course, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. I think there's going to be a lot of birdies out there. I think there's going to be a lot of firepower out there, and I'm happy to be part of that. I think it's great for women's golf.
Inkster hopes the Americans don't need to rally with the singles matches on the final day like they did in 2015. Play begins with foursomes this morning, followed in the afternoon by the four-ball matches.
With this golf course, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. I think there's going to be a lot of birdies out there. I think there's going to be a lot of firepower out there, and I'm happy to be part of that. I think it's great for women's golf.
A record-breaking crowd is expected to watch the 3 days of competition at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club.
I mean, I've been here twice the last 12 months, and I've never seen so much support from the community and, I mean, the golf club in general. It's just fantastic. And Solheim Cup is really growing to become one of the biggest events in women's golf. So I think it's terrific for the game. And with these players here this week, and, you know, these are some of the premier names. So it's going to be a wonderful show, I think.
That's European captain Annika Sorenstam. She says the large crowds will provide an exciting atmosphere.
You know, the fan base is going to be huge, and we have obviously people coming from overseas, but mostly U.S. fans, but they love golf, and I cannot tell you how friendly they've been. They have just made us feel so welcome already, so I think this is just the beginning. Once the sun comes out and the matches get going, it's going to be packed. It's going to be an atmosphere we've never seen before.
The Solheim Cup getting underway this morning at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. Also in golf, Matt Every matched the Wyndham Championship's first round record with a 9-under-61 to take a one-stroke lead. Every tied the opening round mark set in 2010. Henrik Stenson opened with a 62. Former Wyndham winner Webb Simpson was at 63, along with Cameron Smith, Vaughn Taylor, Tim Wilkinson, Harold Varner III, Brian Campbell, and Sam Saunders. Davis Love III, who's won this tournament three times, most recently in 2015, matched Martin Flores and Rick Lamb, shooting 64 in the opening round. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.